Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhar, and today we're Sechus Sanhedrin, Daf Hey. The first parak, Dinim Amonos Veshlosha. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. It was taught in the Braisa that monetary cases are judged by three judges, v'im haya mumcha l'rabim, but if he was a publicly renowned expert, dan afilo yechidi, he may judge them even alone. This refers to loan disputes, and this Tana holds they're not included in the Torah's requirement for three judges. Rav Nachman said, Kogon anadan dini mamonis bechidi. Someone like me may judge monetary cases alone, and Rav Chiya said the same. The Gemara asked if they meant, like me, the Gemirna Usavirna, who has learned the laws from his teachers and can analyze and apply it, Unakitna Rishusa, and additionally received authorization from the Reish Galusa to judge dini mamonis, but without this permit his ruling would be invalid? Or can a mumcha l'rabim rule alone even without such authorization? The Gemara quotes an incident in which Mar Zutta b'Rei Rav Nachman ruled a monetary case incorrectly and asked Rav Yosef if he had to compensate the losing party. Rav Yosef told him that if they originally accepted him unconditionally, he's exempt, but otherwise he must pay. We see that despite his not having the Reish Galusa's permit, which would have exempted him regardless, his ruling was nonetheless valid. Point number two, after establishing that one who receives reshus from the Reish Galusa is exempt from paying for mistaken rulings, the Gemara says it is clear that reshus given in Bavel is effective for Bavel, and reshus given in Eretz Yisrael by the Nasi is effective for Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, reshus in Bavel is definitely effective to exempt its recipient for rulings in Eretz Yisrael as well, the Halcha Shevet v'has mechokek, because the leader here in Bavel is called a rod, while the leader there in Eretz Yisrael is called a mere legislator. As the Braisa teaches, Yasur Shevet Yehuda, the rod shall not depart from Yehuda, refers to the Reish Galusas in Bavel. Shirodin is Yisrael b'Shevet, who rule over Yisrael with a rod. Mechokek may ben Raglav, nor a scholar from among his descendants, refers to Hillel's grandchildren, Shemalamdin Tor b'Rabim, who teach Torah in public. The Gemara proves that authorization received in Eretz Yisrael is not effective for Bavel. The Gemara describes Rebbe Chiya's requesting reshus from Rebbe for Rabba Bar Chana. He asked, Yorah, can he rule cases involving prohibitions? Rebbe answered, Yorah, he may rule them. He asked, Yadin, may he judge monetary cases? Rebbe answered, Yadin, he may judge them. And point number three, the Gemara asks why authorization is necessary to paskin cases involving isurim prohibitions, yore, if the person knows the laws. It answers because of the following story. Rebbe once traveled to a certain place and saw the people kneading dough in tameh utensils. When he questioned them, they explained that a Talmud had once taught them, mei batzaim ein makshirin. Marsh waters do not prepare food to contract tumah, and they prepared food with such water. In truth, he told them, mei beitzim, the liquid of eggs, is not makshir foods for tumah, since it's not one of the seven liquids which do. But they thought he said, mei batzaim, marsh water, which actually is makshir foods like ordinary water. They further misunderstood a Mishnah, which disqualifies marsh waters to be used for mechates, thinking it's also not makshir foods. This is incorrect, because its disqualification for mechates is simply that it lacks the requirement of maim chaim, spring water. At that time, they decreed, Talmud al yore elim ken notam reshus merabo. A student may not paskin unless he obtains authorization from his Rebbe. So once again, the 3 points are number one. It was Tana Braisa said that monetary cases are judged by three judges, v'imaya mumcha l'rabim, but if he was a publicly renowned expert, dan afilo yechidi, he may judge them even alone. This refers to loan disputes, and this Tana holds they are not included in the Torah's requirement for three judges. Rav Nachman said, Kogon anadan dini mamonis bechidi. Someone like me may judge monetary cases alone, and Rav Chiya said the same. The Gemara asked if they meant, like me, the Gemirna Usavirna, who has learned the laws from his teachers and can analyze and apply it, Unakitna Rishusa, and additionally received authorization from the Reish Galusa to judge Dini Mamonos, but without this permit his ruling would be invalid? Or can a Mumcha L'Rabim rule alone even without such authorization? The Gemara quotes an incident in which Mar Zutta b'Rei Rav Nachman ruled a monetary case incorrectly and asked Rav Yosef if he had to compensate the losing party. Rav Yosef told him that if they originally accepted him unconditionally, he's exempt, but otherwise he must pay. We see that despite his not having the Reish Galusa's permit, which would have exempted him regardless, his ruling was nonetheless valid. Point number two, after establishing that one who receives reshus from the Reish Galusa is exempt from paying for mistaken rulings, the Gemara says it is clear that reshus given in Bavel is effective for Bavel, and reshus given in Eretz Yisrael by the Nasi is effective for Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, reshus in Bavel is definitely effective to exempt its recipient for rulings in Eretz Yisrael as well, the Halcha Shevet v'has mechokek, because the leader here in Bavel is called a rod, while the leader there in Eretz Yisrael is called a mere legislator. As the Braisa teaches, Yasur Shevet Yehuda, the rod shall not depart from Yehuda, refers to the Reish Galusas in Bavel. Sherodin is Yisrael B'Shevet, who rule over Yisrael with a rod. Umechokek mebein Raglav, nor a scholar from among his descendants, refers to Hillel's grandchildren, Shemalamdin Tor B'Rabim, who teach Torah in public. The Gemara proves that authorization received in Eretz Yisrael is not effective for Bavel. The Gemara describes Rebbe Chiya's requesting rishus from Rebbe for Rabba Bar Chana. He asked, Yora, can he rule cases involving prohibitions? Rebbe answered, Yora, he may rule them. He asked, Yadin, may he judge monetary cases? Rebbe answered, Yadin, he may judge them. And point number three, the Gemara asks why authorization is necessary to paskin cases involving isurim, prohibitions, yore, if the person knows the laws. It answers because of the following story. Rebbe once traveled to a certain place and saw the people kneading dough in tameh utensils. When he questioned them, they explained that a Talmud had once taught them mei batzaim ein makshirin. Marsh waters do not prepare food to contract tumah, and they prepared food with such water. In truth, he told them mei beitzim, the liquid of eggs, is not makshir foods for tumah, since it's not one of the seven liquids which do. But they thought he said mei batzaim, marsh water, which actually is makshir foods like ordinary water. They further misunderstood a Mishnah, which disqualifies marsh waters to be used for mechates, thinking it's also not makshir foods. This is incorrect, because its disqualification for mechates is simply that it lacks the requirement of maim chaim, spring water. At that time, they decreed, Talmud al yore elim ken notum reshus merabo. A student may not paskin unless he obtains authorization from his Rebbe. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Hey, and our standard Siman is Hey, or a haystack. So here goes. The Dayan Mumcha, sitting on a haystack, judging a loan dispute, alone, watch his friend the judge with a rod who got Rishus and Bavel and was allowed to paskin in Eretz Yisrael, hang up his Yora Yora Smicha certificate while teaching the difference between Mei Beitzim and Mei Betzayim. Once again, slow motion. The Dayan Mumcha, sitting on a haystack, that must be on Daf Hey. The Dayan Mumcha sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute, alone, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa that monetary cases are judged by three judges, Vimaya Mumcha L'Rabim, but if he was a publicly renowned expert, Dan Afila Yechidi, he may judge them even alone. This refers to loan disputes, and this Tana holds they're not included in the Torah's requirement for three judges. So the Dayan Mumcha sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute, alone, watch his friend the judge with a rod who got Rishus and Bavel and was allowed to paskin in Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us, after establishing that one who receives Rishus from the Reish Galusa is exempt from paying for mistaken rulings, the Gemara says it is clear that Rishus given in Bavel is effective for Bavel and Rishus given in Eretz Yisrael by the Nasi is effective for Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, Rishus and Bavel is definitely effective to exempt its recipient for rulings in Eretz Yisrael as well. The Hachashevet V'Hasim Mechokek, because the leader here in Bavel is called a rod, while the leader there in Eretz Yisrael is called a mere legislator. Based on the pasuk Yasur Shevet from Yehuda, the rod shall not depart from Yehuda refers to the Reish Galusas in Bavel, Sherodin es Yisrael B'Shevet, who rule over Yisrael with a rod, Mechokek Mibein Raglav, nor a scholar from among his descendants. So, the Dayan Mumcha sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute alone, watch his friend the judge with a rod who got Rishus and Bavel and was allowed to paskin in Eretz Yisrael, hang up his Yora Yora Smicha certificate while teaching the difference between Mei Beitzim and Mei Betzayim, which reminds us, Gemara teaches that Rishus is required to paskin Isser V'Heter because of the misinterpreted psak of Mei Beitzim versus Mei Betzayim, egg liquid versus marsh water, regarding being able to be makshir foods. So once again, the Dayan Mumcha sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute, alone, watch his friend the judge with a rod who got Rishus and Bavel and was allowed to paskin in Eretz Yisrael, hang up his Yora Yora Smicha certificate while teaching the difference between Mei Beitzim and Mei Betzayim. Alright, so now it's time for a four blah blah chazara. Daf Kuf Ein Vav. So the simmer Daf Kuf Ein Vav is a veker, one who wakes up others. So here goes. The veker, that must be on Daf Kuf Ein Vav. That's Kuf Ein Vav backwards. The Vek who sees the Bacher's teddy bear using a handwritten shtar that was certified by Basin, which reminds us, Gemara discusses if a handwritten note which was certified by Basin can be used to collect Nechasim Shubadim. So the Vek who sees the Bacher's teddy bear using a handwritten shtar that was certified by Basin, notice the shtar on the wall in which the Adim signed after the Arav wrote his commitment, which reminds us, Rav said, Kodim Chitim Shtaros, if an Arv's commitment appears before the document's signatures, Govim Nechasim Meshubadim, the lender may collect from Meshubad properties because the Edim are also signed onto the Arv's commitment. So the Vek who sees the Bacher's teddy bear using a handwritten shtar that was certified by Beis Din, notice the shtar on the wall in which the Edim signed after the Arv wrote his commitment, who didn't need a kinyan because he committed himself at the time of the loan, which reminds the Gemara concludes with the halacha, Arav b'shas matan malus. An Arav who commits himself at the time the money is given to the borrower does not require a kinyan, but an Arav who commits himself after the money was already loaned does require a kinyan, since the loan was made without his guaranteeing repayment. Daf Beis. So the Simur Daf Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. Outside the unusually shaped three-story Sanhedrin house, that must be on Daf Beis, bias, house. Outside the unusually shaped three-story Sanhedrin house, which slept three judges on the first floor, 23 judges on the second, and 71 on the third, which reminds us the opening Mishnah lists which cases require a base stand of three judges, 23 judges, and 71 judges. So outside the unusually shaped three-story Sanhedrin house, which slept three judges on the first floor, 23 judges on the second, and 71 on the third, a great judge was looking to gather an additional 70 judges, which reminds us, the Mishnah brings the sources for the number of judges in a Sanhedrin Gedola and Sanhedrin Katana. For the number of judges in a Sanhedrin Gedola, the Pasuk says, Esfel Yeshivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, gather for me 70 from the elders of Israel. And Moshe was over them, totaling 71. Reuta says the Sanhedrin was 70 judges. So outside the unusually shaped three-story Sanhedrin house, which slept three judges on the first floor, 23 judges on the second, and 71 on the third, a great judge was looking to gather an additional 70 judges, right next to a table where three dayanim without smicha were judging cases involving loans, which reminds us, the Gemara concludes, the Midaraisa Rabbi Avo would require three mumchin for halvos, but the sages waive the mumchin requirement to more easily facilitate loans. Daf Gimel, so the similar Daf Gimel is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. The camel, that must be on Daf Gimel, Gamal. The camel belonging to the three corner dwellers who were busy judging a case, which reminds us, Rav Acha Breda Rav Ika explains differently why loan disputes require three judges, but not mumchin. He holds that midaraisa, even a single judge suffices. As the pasuk says, but tzedek tishpot amisecha, with justice, you shall judge your fellow, written in the singular. Three judges are required midraban mishum yoshvei kranos, because of corner dwellers who do not know monetary laws. By requiring three judges, it's inevitable that one of them will be sufficiently knowledgeable in dinei mamonos. So the camel belonging to the three corner dwellers who were busy judging a case had the word Elohim from the parsha of Shomer Chinam stitched on its blanket three times, which reminds us, Rabbi Yoshia says, the source for requiring three judges is from the parsha of Shomer Chinam, where the word Elohim is written three times. Rabbi Yonason says, we do not darshan the first mention of the word, and therefore only two judges are required. So the camel belonging to the three corner dwellers who were busy judging a case had the word Elohim from the parsha of Shomer Chinam stitched on his blanket three times and was eating some dried grasses next to where an even basin of four judges sat, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if a basin requires an odd number of judges. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yoshi allows for an even court, even where Rabbi Yehuda does not. He agrees, however, that lean toast requires an uneven court for dini nefashos, capital cases. Daf dalet, so the simran daf dalet is a delet, a door. So here goes. The door, that must be on daf dalet, delet, door. The door to the classroom where the rabbi was teaching his Talmidim the list of 5 to 9 that hold Yeshem LaMikra, which reminds us that one brings a list of 5 to 9 who hold Yeshem LaMikra. So the door to the classroom where the Rebbe was teaching his Talmidim the list of 5 to 9 that hold Yeshem LaMikra was thrown open by a rude Talmud holding a bottle of milk, yelling, "Everyone holds Yeshem LaMikra," which reminds us, "Losev Hashel Gediba Chalevimo" refers to milk, proving that Yeshem LaMikra is unanimous. So the door to the classroom where the Rebbe was teaching his Talmidim the list of 5 to 9 that hold Yeshem LaMikra was thrown open by a rude Talmud holding a bottle of milk, yelling, "Everyone holds Yeshem LaMikra," who stopped short when he saw another boy's tefillin, reminding him that there are those that do hold Yeshem LaMasoris, which reminds us, the Gemara brings proof that there are opinions that hold Yeshem LaMasoris from Totafos and Yireh Kol Zechurcha. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do the Mishnah list the cases that are judged by a basin of 3, 23, and 71? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number 2, which daf do you learn a mumcha l'rabim can judge cases himself? That's on daf Hey. Good. Number 3, which daf do we discuss if a handwritten note which was certified by basin can be used to collect nechasim mishubadim? That's on daf Kufayim Vav and Bava Basra. Good. Number 4. Which daf does the Gemara bring a list of 5 to 9 who hold Yesh Eim LaMikra? That's on daf Dala. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you want the sources for the Beis Din of 71 and 23? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number 6. Which daf of Malkokas of Beis Din requires an odd number of judges? That's on daf Gimel. Good number seven. Which definitely the opinion that midaraisa three mumchim are required, but this requirement was waived for loans. That's on daf. Base. Good number eight. Which daf do we discuss the relative effectiveness of receiving rishus in Eretz Yisrael versus bavel? That's on daf. Hey, good number nine. Which daf does Gemara bring proofs that there are opinions that yesh emo masoros from totavos and yireh ko zechurcha? That's on daf. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that Rishus is required to Paskin Isra Hetzer because of the misinterpreted Pasuk of Me Beitzim versus Me Betzim? That's on Dav. Hey, excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.